This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
Perhaps you have noticed that many young Christians are being convinced to deconstruct their faith. Occasionally, we read about a prominent Christian author or musician who announces they are leaving the Christian faith. The irony of this is the fact that there's an increasing amount of evidence for the Bible and Christian faith. We seem to be living in the golden age of apologetics. But it isn't the evidence that causes these people to leave their faith, but usually it's their concern over social issues like abortion or transgenderism. Fortunately, there are some excellent books that address this trend of deconstruction. Sean McDowell and John Marriott have written Set Adrift, Deconstructing What You Believe Without Sinking Your Faith. They establish the biblical foundation for our faith and then provide practical evidence of how to rethink and reassemble what is truly Christian and culturally relevant. They also use creeds as boundary markers for what is essential. Alisa Childers and Tim Barnett have written The Deconstruction of Christianity, What It Is, Why It's Destructive, and How to Respond. They argue that deconstruction is a death of sorts. It's not only the death of beliefs, but a death of their community and relationships. That last point is significant since deconstruction not only affects the person going through it, but also has an impact on friends, family, and the church. You know, people throughout the centuries have been questioning their faith and having doubt about biblical truth, but this current phenomenon of deconstruction came from secular leaders and even progressive Christians promoting inclusivity and tolerance. It is therefore important to understand how our culture is promoting deconstruction and know how to provide encouragement to people experiencing doubt. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free copy of Kirby's booklet, A Biblical View on Inflation, go to viewpoints.info/inflation. That's viewpoints.info/inflation.